Well, Queensland authorities are waiting for further test results before deciding the future of two horses and a dog that have tested positive to the Hendra virus. All three animals were on two properties near Rockhampton and Ingham, where horses died last week from the disease. While little is known as to how the dog picked up the disease, Wallingbar Principal Research Scientist with New South Wales DPI, David Jordan, is ramping up his research project, which is looking at exactly how bats spread the virus, as it's bats that are thought to be the host for Hendra virus. He'll be using infrared video to help discover the secrets of the disease.
It's looking at the ecology and the epidemiology of Hendra virus across a very large part of Australia. And in the process of this, we're trying to understand how Hendra virus, you know, moves through space and time effectively.
How long have you been looking into this?
Well, this project started earlier in the year, and it followed on from the Hendra virus incidents last year. So it's only really just beginning. But some of our collaborators, Hume Field in Queensland, has been working in this for quite a long time, well over a decade or more. And so we're bringing together some existing expertise and some new expertise.
So you'll be looking directly at how the Hendra virus is spread?
Well, what we're trying to understand is, particularly in bats, is why Hendra virus appears to come and go, why it occurs, or when it occurs and where it occurs, and to build up an understanding so that we can provide advice to people in the future about the best way to avoid Hendra virus infection.
So take us through the process of how you're doing this, conducting this research. You mentioned you collect samples from bats.
Okay, well, all throughout Queensland and New South Wales, there are known locations where bats actually go to roost at night. And we can go to those places and we can collect, early in the morning or late at night, we can collect urine. As it passes by the bat, it falls into plastic sheets and it can be collected up and sent to the lab. So that way we can get an idea of virus shedding. And we know the time, we know the place, and we also get an estimate of a number of bats that are in the trees and their physiological state. For example, are they breeding? Roughly how many numbers there are and where they're going to. We're also going to supplement this at some stage with the use of telemetry devices to actually know where the bats are flying from and to.
Once you've got that data, how do you relate that to the horses? Do you look at the horses that are surrounding those regions?
Yes, of course, horse environments and the location of horses are critical. We will also look at studying the interaction between bats and horses using, for example, devices like infrared video photography to understand or to get more detail about the exact nature of the relationship between bats and horses. And I think in that way we're starting to put together a number of puzzles. We're putting together the virus information in the bats I mentioned earlier, then the information about the horse-bat contact. The human-horse contact side of it is fairly straightforward in many ways, but the horse-bat contact and whether or not bats have virus and why they have virus, they're the very difficult issues.
I know it's only early into the research, but are there any findings so far that are indicating that bats are the definite cause of the spread of Hendra virus?
Well, I don't think there's any expert that I know of in this field who doubts that bats are the reservoir for Hendra virus. The problem is, of course, bats do not get sick from this, and you don't see overt signs walking around bat colonies. You have to go in and collect that data. So at the moment, what we will be seeing and what we always generally expect to see with this type of survey work is the presence and absence, the coming and the going of infection in these types of diseases, and I think that would be what we're seeing now. And I think the key thing is to let this project run over 3 years so that noisy sort of data that we typically get with disease surveillance can be made into some sort of sense.
So the data that you're getting now might differ from 6 months' time.
Exactly. What we typically see in these sorts of infection is more or less like a share market curve where the data is going up and down every day depending on how you sample, because you can't sample every bat every day. And so there's issues like sampling, and there's the ecology of a disease, there's immunity coming in and new infections. So it's very noisy data, and what we need to do is run this project. That's why it's going to go for 3 years. And then we'll probably, after that period of time, we'll start to get a much better understanding of how the disease is varying through time and space.
That's Principal Research Scientist with New South Wales DPI, David Jordan. Now, New South Wales authorities are warning horse owners that despite another two horses being confirmed to have Hendra virus in Queensland, that they should not panic here in northern New South Wales. But they're reminding horse owners to remain vigilant, keep water troughs and feed bins away from trees that may host the bats.